This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Gregory Tallman, T-A-L-L-M-A-N, date of birth 3-16-1957. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Tallman with diabetic nephropathy, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure history, and hypertension. His last visit was November 3rd of 2025. He's been feeling well. He does travel to Phoenix, Arizona every winter for several months and stays with his daughter. He has been doing very well, has felt very healthy, and has no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He has gained about 5 pounds of weight over the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, stable dyspnea on exertion, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Lantus insulin is 30 units daily, and he takes regular Novolog insulin per sliding scale with meals. Bisoprolol is 5 milligram twice a day. Losartan, 25 milligram a day. And glipizide for diabetes, Lipitor, Tylenol for pain. Physical exam, weight 313 pounds, pulse is 96, blood pressure is 122 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft without ascites and 1 to 2 plus edema of the ankles and lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 23rd, 2026. Creatinine stable at 1.35. Estimated GFR is 57. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.1, albumin 4.1. Phosphorus is 3.6. Hemoglobin 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. And 4, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. He does follow with cardiology on a regular basis and with primary care also every 6 months. He is agreeable to having labs done every 3 months, and since he's going to Phoenix for half of the year, we will have a follow-up visit with him within the next 12 months or sooner if there are changes or progression of chronic kidney disease. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.